Beleaguered and weary in the backroom fight against COVID, that's how the team of 4,000 lab workers is feeling after what's been described as a war-like onslaught for their services, according to their professional body. The New Zealand Institute of Medical Laboratory Science says the northern labs that have been in the thick of the Delta outbreak have been working around the clock with no respite. So what is summer going to bring? Well, joining me now is President Terry Taylor. Hi, Terry.
Kia ora, Lisa.
Give us your unvarnished version of this. How are these lab workers doing?
Not great. We've got to be honest here. Ever since the first Delta lockdown way back in August, and I think that's the last time I spoke to you when we came out to our 3 millionth specimen, they've basically been working day and night, just putting through constant PCR tests as well as the other testing that they do. And just to put it in perspective, Lisa, when I talked to you 3 months ago, we did the 3 millionth test. We're just about at 5 million now. So we've done two million extra ones in those 3 months, as well as 12 million other tests. So these guys are really, really feeling the pinch up in that far north.
So they knackered, Terry.
Yeah, pretty much. That's a good way of putting it. And the rest of us around the country are trying our best to help as well. So we're obviously stepping up and taking some of the load as it spreads around the country. And that is where some of the reasoning behind the 72-hour to 5-day turnaround is starting to happen, because the reality is we can't just click our fingers and send a sample from Dunedin to Auckland. It takes time to get down to these places for us to stand up and help them out. So that's just going to be a part of the reality of dealing with this outbreak.
So, Terry, are you saying that some of the lag in getting test results back is because tests are being sent en masse out of Auckland because there's so many of them and they have to be processed somewhere else?
Exactly. And the Waikato region as well. And it's just to help spread the load. Because just remember, these guys are not just doing COVID testing, they're doing everything else as well. And we know that when lockdown restrictions get loosened, all the other testing requirements go through the roof when people start going back in to get their other tests that were delayed from the lockdown.
So is there an agreement with other laboratories outside of Auckland when we reach capacity in the super city? Is there someone that takes up the slack? Is there a sort of plan laid out for where those tests go? Or do people just have to negotiate with another lab to help them out?
It's pretty much done by the individual providers, Lisa. So that they actually determine that, so they move it within their different provider groups. And there's obviously also a fair bit of collaboration on the ground. I mean, we as practitioners know all the practitioners around New Zealand who are doing the same thing that we are. So there's a lot of that type of talk, and we will sort it out that way. And it is functioning at the moment, but it is creaking.
So what needs to happen then?
Clearly we've seen the big cash injection that got announced last week. The next phase that we want to see as a professional body and for the people on the ground is a national plan to take this forward through the Christmas, through when the regional borders start opening up and COVID starts spreading around the country.
So what are you expecting, and the team of 4,000 who are working in these labs, what are you expecting as we move to the traffic light system and the country is more open? What does summer look like for you guys?
Well, it's pretty obvious, isn't it? It'll be very similar to last summer. There won't be any respite for our guys on the ground like there hasn't been for the last 20 months. And this is one group of health professionals that's really been hit hard by this pandemic as far as their role. And that's why I really like to just say, if everyone can just almost, I won't say give us a break, but just be very aware that these people have been working flat out for a very long period of time, and we do not see, we haven't even got to the second half yet, so who knows what's going to happen when the extra time kicks in.
Can you guys cope? Have you got enough resources?
Well, it's touch and go. The problem is there's no ready supply of medical laboratory scientists anywhere in the world to just tap into, because guess what? We're all in the same boat. And it's just one of those things that the last 20-odd years of underfunding in pathology is coming back to really haunt us here.
So can you actually meet the 72-hour deadline?
I think so. In most cases, yes, we can, but there's always going to be outliers. And just be aware, the people in the laboratories don't sit there and look at a sample all day and say, oh, I better do that tomorrow. They do it now. It's just that the load is so big. Sometimes there will be outliers, and that's just the reality of dealing with a pandemic response when you get so many specimens turning up at once.
So are you expecting to be doing more tests over the summer than you are doing now because people will be moving around?
Look, I would expect currently at the moment we're around the 30 to 40,000 test mark. I can see us over the summer getting up to around about the 50 to 60,000 per day testing. I mean, we've got to have look at the capacity. I mean, the labs are gearing up for it. They're getting a lot of equipment in. But as you can imagine, around the world, there's demand for all this equipment as well. So we are fighting those battles in the background logistically as well.
So worst case scenario, that's double the daily number of tests that you are doing at the moment. Will you have the same number of staff on? Are any people getting a holiday break, or how does it work?
Well, we're trying to, but it's just when the work's there, we've just got to put it through. I mean, this is our calling in a way. This is what we're trying to do. But it is hard, and it is really hard on the workforce. There wouldn't be too many days that I don't get a phone call from someone in the northern regions that's really struggling. And I think it is a worrying sign, and it's something that we really, really need to look at.
Do you need to bring in international workers?
Well, it's very difficult to look at it like that because it's not as simple as just bringing someone into a New Zealand environment and expecting them to work. I think the key is training some of our students that we have around and just making the effort to get more people trained quickly to handle the ends of the process that we don't need the real technical side.
Good to talk to you, Terry. That's Terry Taylor, who's from the New Zealand Institute of Medical Laboratory Science. And as you said there, potentially expecting the number of tests per day to double over the summer.